Beis Hashem, tonight we're up to important halachos. If I had to make it contemporary, I would say this is the halachos of applesauce and jelly and so on and so forth. In Siman Reish Beis Siv Zayin, the bottom of page 212, Tzmarin Shemiachan, if there were dates that were crushed, there is such a thing today, I think, of date butter as well, this was quite a common delicacy, almost similar to like the delicacy of applesauce that we have today. V'asamehem isa, it's made into a paste. So now the shaila is, what bracha does it get? Does it get ha'etz? Or do we say that its constituency has entirely changed, and then it would get possibly even a shahaka? V'asamehem isa v'aitzimehem garinem, and the pits were taken out, filo hachi, the bracha doesn't change, because it is one of the shivas haminim. In terms of halacha lemaisa, we really got to wait till the Ramah finishes. Paidla is translated as jam, or some type of jelly. So there are two opinions in the Ramah, based on Trumas Hadeshen, Beis Yosef quotes both of them, of whether the jam gets a shahakol or bar priyetz. V'tov lachosh l'chatchil var shahakol. So l'chatchil, if we have a suffix, if we have an equal suffix, we always choose the shahakol because that covers all bases. Ad birich bar priyetz yatzav kikain nira ikar. So the correct opinion, says the Ramah, is bar priyetz. If one had to choose, and therefore, if one made a bar priya eitz, won't be yotzev. We're yotzev koladeos, and we make a shahakol. So, in terms of halacha lemaisa, in terms of applesauce and so on, it's all going to ride on the mishnah brurah of katan ben beis, and then we'll see Rav Neman Sal Shlita's ha'aras and what he told me orally as well. Since if katan ben beis mishnah brurah says v'yeshanu varchlam shahakol b'zenech l'ku achronim, as far as the second opinion says that shahakol, there's a discussion achronim. Yesh mem shesovrim. So there's some who argue that when the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to this jam, it gets a shackle, it's not nikar tzurasan at all. In fact, if I showed you jam from cherries or from grapes that has been entirely, there's no tzur whatsoever, and if it didn't have the color, which I bet the companies add color into the jam as well to make it more look like grape jelly and cherry jelly and so on, you might not even notice, you wouldn't be able to guess where it comes from. So then in such a case, if it's entirely lost its surah, so then in such a case, the Yesh Omer says a shakal. If that's so, then the halacha would be as follows. The Ramah wouldn't be disagreeing with the Mechaber, because the Mechaber is talking about date butter. There the date butter still has, it's just dates that are smashed. You could tell it's Nikaratsura that it's from a date. That's one opinion. V'yeshmehem shesavim. There's some who say, deyeshom pralit gamadina Mechaber. Suyul dekim nisrasku gamim varach shaklan. Some say, the dates also, when it's mashed, the opinion of the Ramah is it would get a shahakol. That would be enough. Once it's no longer in its original constituency, according to the Ramah, it would be enough to get a shahakol. Dina in nafkamina mazeh. But la lacha, there's no nafkamina. Da'afik ne'ma da'yeshom polik gama tamar mishinis rasku. Even if we're going to argue that the yeshomrim holds that tamarim also gets a shahakol, that would not be relevant to la halacha. Why would it not be relevant to la halacha? Mikol makom la halacha kamlon kedas ha-mechaber. Nevertheless, we follow the opinion of the mechaber, and the Be'er Halacha develops this idea in Divrei Maskil Tamarim, that what? De'echa shemamoshan kayam lo nishtanin b'rechason. That any time its essence still remains. In other words, you have to totally obliterate the paste in order for it to enter the state of shahakol. You don't even need an obvious nikar tzurasa. It needs to be that as long as some of the mamash is kayim, some of the, I would say, the solid component is kayim. Only in that item does it get a shahakal. Therefore, Marenu Harav Nevin Sal Shlita Paskins, that when it comes to applesauce, it gets a bar of priha eitz. As well as, when it comes to mashed potatoes, it gets a bar of priha dama. Why? Because he argues that the applesauce, it still is nikar, that it comes from apples. If you look at it, people would recognize that it comes from apples. The lashon that he said to me was, Vafilum netrasek legamri, kula makirum shezem mitapuchim. Everybody recognizes that it comes from apples, and therefore it gets a bari pri ha'etz. It would seem to me, if it is already pulverized, if you put it into what people like to do today, they make these smoothies and so on, so then it already enters a different state. Then it could very well be that it enters the state of shahakol. Ad kidei kach. Rav Nevin Sal goes so far that the Talmidim of Rav Nevin Sal would prefer to drink orange juice without pulp than orange juice with pulp. Why? Because Rav Nevin Sal is not convinced that orange juice with pulp doesn't get a bar of priya eitz. He says, since the pieces are nikar, then in such a case, it could be the orange juice with pulp gets a bore pri ha'etz. So that's quite a chidush. Different rabbeim have different chidushim in orange juice. Rav Shechter is not convinced that orange juice doesn't get a bore pri adama. Whoa, that's an interesting one. Keep everybody in suspense. Remind me, we can't finish Chelik Beis without being Masbir, where Rav Shechter said that. Rav Nevinsal had a couple of kashas that I never got back to Rav Shechter about. But at the end of the day, that is the masa umatan and the bottom line when it comes to the applesauce. Fascinating, fascinating sugya. The Mechaber continues in Sif Ches, Dvash Hazav Me'atmarim. If you have honey that zav, that it seeps out from the tmarim, from the dates, Mavarech Alav Shehako, then the halacha is that one gets Shehako. So anytime you have mashkin shezavu, then in such a case, it gets a shahakol. And it has a din mashkin. When Chazal say that mei peros is zeh ba'alma, and it's not considered part of the fruits themselves. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Mem Zayin al mashkin yotzim kigon yein tapuchim kai gavna. Whether it's squeezed out or whether it flows out by itself, that's as concerned zeh ba'almu de nikra mashke el yotzim min hazeisim la'anovim bilvad. Some point out that there's a tosis in the sixth parak of brachos that says that anything that's drunk as a shtia, as a beverage, automatically gets a shahakal. Tosis there is discussing what's the difference between shlakos, when it comes to vegetables that are cooked, and you make a soup, there you make the bracha bar pri adama, versus meperos, that we consider that zeya ba'alma. So Tosis says, because the meperos is drunk as a shtia, is drunk as a beverage. Hence, the halacha is that whatever is drunk as a beverage gets a shahakal. Again, the one exception that Rav Nevin Sal raised as a big, big chidush was he wasn't convinced if it doesn't have the properties of a shtia, because there still are parts of the fruit that exist, that Rav Nevin Sal thought that maybe it wasn't pashut to him that it doesn't get a bar pri eitz. In the case of Zeya Ba'alma, according to Rav Nevin Sal, would only be those where it's the juice mamish. But if you have any part of the pre that's still there, so that's why pulp, Rav Nevin Sal had at Sarachiyun, what to do with that. But the Minig Ha'olam, of course, is to generally, those who are not Talmidim of Rav Nevin Sal, they're Meshubit to every word that he said. So then, in such a case, the general custom in Psak is to make a Shahakol on those drinks as well. Finally, as far as this yisod, that if it's drunk as a beverage, automatically it gets a shakel, of course that would solve Rav Nevensal's problem as well. And that will go with the Tosis. Rav Shechter tends to go with that Mahalach. Rav Shechter's punchline is that that was a discussion that was brought up in terms of whiskey, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner had a comment that he wasn't happy that the Hasidim were making Kiddush on whiskey. He said it's like making Kiddush on soup. That was his Lashon. Making Kiddush on soup. So Rav Shechter had a take on Rav Chaim Volozhiner's expression. He said it's actually the same svar the Hasidim wanted to justify. Because Hasidim, when they make Kiddush on whiskey, many of them don't use the shear of whiskey, of a revius. They use a shot glass, and that's a big shayla. How you could do that? Because at the end of the day, you need a shear of a revius. So the Kosher Glover Rebbe, Hashem Yikam Domo, was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem. He was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, the Eretz Tzvi. So he has a tshuva where he tries to justify, he himself was a chassid, a big Oyved Hashem. So he tries to justify why they didn't use a full revius, because he said, because as a din oichel, that whiskey is not drunk as a mashke, as a din oichel. So in Rav Shechter's unique fashion, Rav Shechter points out, that's the same thing. The Misnagdim and the Hasidim are really saying the same thing. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that they're making Kiddush on soup. What did he mean? It's not drunk as a mashke. And the Kosher Glover also agreed that he's making Kiddush on soup. Why? Because it says it has a shear of like an oichel, has a shear of a kezayis. It doesn't have a shear of a revius. Therefore, he was able to get the same shear. So now the question only becomes, if you're allowed to make kiddush on an oichel, on soup, exactly. And that's why soup, coming back to our Indian, soup is different than juice. Juice, according to Tosis, is going to get a shakel, Tosis in the six parak of brachos. Because a beverage is drunk as a beverage, in contrast to soup, which is not drunk as a beverage. So there's some who say it's just simply the halachic category of Zeya Ba'alma gets a shakel. Some say that the reason why it gets a shakel is because the manner in which it is drunk.